This boat is named Piku after one of the Azorean Islands. It was actually built in the U.S. in the early 20th century. New Bedford agents shipped whaleboats and whaleboat parts to the Azores to supply their own vessels and for resale by Azorean firms. Like all Yankee-style whaleboats, Piku is light and resistant, designed for rowing or sailing. Notice her centerboard. Whaleboats built in the Azores were typically longer than their American counterparts, so they could carry 7 men instead of 6. This boat is about 32 feet from stem to stern. The letters of its name, Piku, are carved from sperm whale skeletal bone. In the Azores, lookouts called vigias watched for whales from the strategic points on the islands. When whales were sighted and a signal flare fired, these boats were launched from shore and towed by powerboats to the vicinity of the whales. Crews often raced, because the crew that got the first harpoon into a whale could claim it. The dead whale was towed to shore and processed at one of the shore-based factories. Products including oil, fertilizer, bone meal, and whale meat were then exported to markets in Europe. Originally named the Kenner, this boat may have been the last Yankee-style boat imported to the Azores. It was shipped to the Fayal Coal and Supply Company in Orta and bought by the whaling firm of São Matus Limited in 1936. It was brought to the Whaling Museum and conserved to its current condition in 1972.